Good morning, people. This is your cosmic curator, Tom Yaroshuk, with a look at the stars for today, Saturday, April 19th, and the week ahead. Well, folks, it's a very special day. It's the day after Patriots Day and the day before Easter. Certainly a lot of cosmic energy swirling around. Now, the day begins with the moon in Sagittarius. Sagittarius is a mutable fire sign ruled by Jupiter. That means the day's mood is fiery, as in a spirit of debate and argumentation about any number of things, but it's usually around beliefs. It boils down to opinions about what's right and what's wrong. Now, the key word here with Sagittarius is belief. Sag moons are not fact-based. It's all about ideology, and the energy can be truly inspired or, quite frankly, medieval, as in, let's burn a witch, because that's how you get rid of the devil. So, moon Jupiters are fiery, inspired, and one of the most warlike of all the signs of the zodiac. Sagittarius is the symbol of the centaur, half man, half horse, with a bow and arrow. What do you think he's going to do with that bow and arrow? The concept is that Sagittarius is a blend of the animal and the human nature. Now, when the human nature dominates, it's wonderful. That arrow aims for truth. And Sagittarius moons are great truth seekers, great philosophers. They want to dig deep into the heart of things, and they will fight for what they believe is right. Democracy, freedom, liberty, you name it. But when the animal nature dominates, well, it's the animal nature. Now, Sunday, the moon will move into Capricorn. Capricorn is a cardinal earth sign, so moon Capricorns are ruled by Saturn. Saturn's a lot different than Jupiter. Saturn does not care to philosophize. It's the get-it-done energy. Moon Capricorn energy builds, run things, and is ever the pragmatist. Now, on Monday, as the moon moves through Capricorn, it crosses Pluto and in opposition with Mars. Watch out. Pluto will unearth things and bring things to the surface, typically hidden from sight. And Mars can be explosive with a signature of aggression, if not outright violence. Now, the moon, whenever it moves through the zodiac and touches a planet or aspects of a planet, acts like a trigger or a fuse. So choose your favorite noun for what happens when you set things off with energy that's not so nice. Well, it's hard to imagine the world as we know it could get any more violent, but who knows? So watch out for Monday and Tuesday. Now, the rest of the week, the moon will lose its light, growing darker as it moves towards a new moon in Aries a week from Monday. As the moon wanes, that always can bring on feelings of fatigue, emotional depletion, and physical exhaustion. And that's just a normal cycle in a 28-day period. So rest. If you feel tired, rest. Don't let yourself run down. Elsewhere in the sky, that wildly chaotic and illusion-filled stellium of Saturn, Venus, Mercury, Neptune, and Rahu are still in Pisces. Now, that energy is a good representation of the times we live in right now. It's confusing and hard to make sense of. That's because Pisces is really an otherworldly energy. It's all about the end of things, imagination, inspiration, but along the way, a lot of confusion, maybe even delusion. Now, Mercury has gone direct in Pisces and remains debilitated in the sign. That's because Mercury does not think well in Pisces. It's watery. It bogs down the rational function with imagination and emotions and weird stuff. So if things don't make sense, try harder and reach for facts, not opinions. Venus is also moving direct. It brings a desire for all the good things in life, like harmony, peace, and justice. That's wonderful. But Venus is not the only bozo on the bus, so it might get kind of dried out. Meanwhile, Saturn is here crossing the demon shadow of Rahu. That just amplifies obsession, anxiety, and worry. The good news is that kind of chafe can call your attention to do something and not just worry about it. Saturn wants you to take responsible action. Stated another way, it's the ability to respond to an appropriate way to a situation that needs attention. but the key is an appropriate way. Speaking of anger, that's Mars's department, and Mars is stirring up emotions in Cancer right now. So if you feel a certain amount of energy this week, take it easy. Now, finally, the Sun has entered Aries, the sign of exaltation. The Sun expresses its energies best here, so that can boost self-confidence and bring opportunities to forge ahead. The Sun represents the ruler, and remember, to rule is to serve. So maybe we'll see more of that in the month ahead as spring winds its way north to the Penobscot. Well, that's it for this edition of the Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or streaming around the globe on WERU.org. That's it for now. Over and out.